The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Word became flesh and dwells among us. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Upon this fourth Sunday of Advent, as we are able, let us stand together for the singing of our first hymn. Pray together. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our Judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. be seated. A lesson from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness on them has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A lesson from the Epistle to Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Please join me in saying verses from Psalm 96 with the antiphon. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Now please stand as you are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we shall not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Be still and know that God is God, exalted in the heavens, exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Beloved, upon this Christmas Eve Sunday, we gather here at the Lord's table to receive bread and cup, the sacrament of Holy Communion. In our tradition, there are two sacraments, that of initiation, baptism, and that of meaning, belonging, and empowerment, communion. We recognize and affirm the sanctity of the rites as well, of confirmation and of marriage and of ordination and penance and unction. But these two, these simple acts, water, bread and cup, a bath, and a meal, are at the heart of our faith. So in a moment, we will come up the sawdust trail of the center aisle of Marsh Chapel to receive the Lord's Supper on this special high and holy day. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, come, draw near in faith, and take this sacrament to your comfort. For we are a people for all of the darkness of the world around us, and the world around us, make no mistake, continues as a world of hurt. It is a place, too, we remember, catch a hint, a glimpse, just a gleaming reminder of the potential and the promise and the peace that yet can be in and with and for this world. We'll turn to the book of the prophet Joel for a moment. Joel 2:28. The days are coming, saith the Lord, when I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. At Christmas, at least, we can pause to watch for such a dream and such a vision. Much of our life and work is caught up in the description given by TLA, three-letter acronyms. You can think of several right off the bat. Well, for this Christmas Eve day, we offer yet another one, UJL. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And we work at all manner of things that are important to work at, like difference and dealing with variation and difference. But a vision and a dream would be not only that, but also unity, a sense of what is common faith, common ground, common hope that will hold us together as we work on difference. So one thing difference needs for its own future is the oxygen of unity in the air. Our aunt still lives for many years a block from the United Nations, 50th Avenue and 1st Street. So when we were growing up, we went and saw those flags, the world's flags blowing in the breeze. And then when our children grew up, we went and saw the same flags blowing in the breeze. And now our grandchildren are growing up and they see the same flags blowing in the breeze. Every institution has challenges and troubles. Any institution is endless contention and intractable difference. But there in those breeze-carried emblems, flags, is a dream, a vision that this world can work if good people in real time really work at it together. There's a vision, a dream of unity, and also one of justice. You know, maybe we should move from Joel to Amos for a minute. You remember the four larger prophets, greater prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and then the 12 minor, not for lack of meaning, but for brevity, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Thus endeth the Hebrew scripture lesson for the morning. If we move from Joel to Amos 5, we hear, let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as an ever-flowing stream. Now, my conservative friends will point out, and they're correct, they're accurate, that equity, which we work at every day, week, month, year, and justice are not the same thing. Equality and justice are not the same words, and they're not the same thing. And justice is a part of the gospel. It's not the heart of the gospel. The heart of the gospel is love, but justice, bespoken in the prophets and also in the lips of Jesus, is a part of the full gospel. Many years ago, a man came to me and said, I'm preparing my estate. I hope to be here a good while, but someday I will go on to the church triumphant, and I have 4 children. And I don't really know what to do. I want to leave them something. Should I take the pie and cut it in 4 equal pieces? That would be equal, equitable. But 3 of them don't really need any help at all, and the other does. What should I do? Equality or justice? And I had no answer for him then, and I have no answer for him now. And if you do, let me know. But the prospect of justice, that the earth may be full of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea, that's alive at Christmas, even this Christmas, and even especially right here, right now. And last, we'll say a word about love. Now, we want to be embracing and open to and including of everyone. That's part of our work every day, and we work at it, and you do too. But a vision, a dream, is more than being included. What mother wants to hear her second grade son come home and say in answer to the question, how was school today, Johnny? Well, it's good. They included me. Well, is that our highest hope? What about something, especially at Christmas, on love? So that in 12th grade, the son comes home and his mother says, hi, John, how was school today? And he says, well, I mean, the prom is next month, and I went over to Mary and I said, would you, if you're free that night, could you come with me to the prom? And she came to me and she embraced me and she kissed me and she whispered in my ear, John, I'd love to, and I love you. Vision, dream, unity, justice, love, a TLA for the next year. We are a community of faith drawn together now in this holy sacrament, and we know you are gifts of God to God and neighbor because, among other things, you are prescient people. You can look around and see ahead and hope for something that is not yet present. The world does not lack for wonders, but only for a sense of wonder. And you are people who know the value of being present, of being here, of being present to and with each other in the community of faith as practice for being present to those others with whom we work and live and find our fuller community. You also are people who value the person. Next door, for more than 100 years, the great teachers, Borden Parker Brown, Edgar Brightman, Walter Mueller, and others taught about the personality, the personhood, Boston personalism, wherein one finds meaning in, among other things, the very human personality nearby to you. And so when Martin Luther King became Dr. King in 1955, he went on to give a public display of that personalism. You can hear it August 28, 1963, before 250,000 people in the Washington Mall. You are prescient and you are present and you are committed to the human person. But you're also poets. You are people who love the poetic cadence, especially at Christmas. My hope has been that as many of our students, graduate and undergraduate, as possible, could come and sit alone in this sanctuary when the dusk comes. That's about 3:30 in the afternoon, by the way, as one did on Friday with his suitcase behind him, and enjoy the dark, and enjoy the tree, and enjoy the beauty of this nave at this season, and remember perhaps a verse or two of poetry, as we often do at Christmas. This is your North of Boston poet, dear ones. Speaking of unity, I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. Injustice, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things and to yield with the grace to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season and of love? Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation, as my two eyes make one in sight, only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sakes? And both that morning equally lay. He gives his harness bells a shake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before and layest thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and travel to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only the darkness cover me, and the light about me be as night, even the darkness is not dark to thee. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with thee. Let us pray. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen. beloved, please be seated. And now, as our ushers wait upon us, may we present our tithes and offerings to the service of the ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
surrounds us. We give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray. In Christ, amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. In the fullness of time, you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And at his birth, the angels sang, "Glory to you in the highest and peace to your people on earth." And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and then found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh, born of woman, on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us and taught us when we pray to be bold and say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever." Beloved, come, for all is prepared. Grape juice on the lectern side, wine on the pulpit side, and gluten-free bread is available. Come as you are ready. Together, let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When the song of the angels is stilled, and the star in the sky is gone, and the kings and princes are home, and the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among peoples, to make music in the heart. Amen.